Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This podcast will discuss a professional's concern for families who have been affected by a loved one's drinking. Christine McCaskill is clinical coordinator of the youth program at Cumberland Heights Alcohol and Drug Treatment Center in Nashville, Tennessee. She has written an article in Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism 2009 entitled From Family Week to Family Recovery. Christine, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Patrick. Thanks for inviting me.
In your article entitled From Family Week to Family Recovery, it's easy to see how much you care about the families of alcoholics.
Well, I'm glad to know that, but that is pretty typical of our program. We are so aware of the impact of this disease on families and the impact of family members on recovery. When we say that alcoholism is a family illness, we don't just mean it's genetic. We mean that there's a way each person in the family becomes involved with the disease through their involvement with their loved ones. As family members become aware of the ways alcoholism has taught them to dance, so to speak, it becomes possible to learn to dance to a different tune.
In your article, you wrote that Family Week offers important insights to your clients, but one week can't repair all the damage that's been done to a family affected by alcoholism. What kind of help do families need?
Well, if alcoholism affected only the person who has the allergy, the disease, then we'd be talking about helping families through an uncomplicated grief process and just offering support. But that's not the case. Alcoholism fools the alcoholic and his family members or her family members into blaming a sick person for being sick. The more we care about an alcoholic, the more likely we might be to feel responsible for controlling that loved one's drinking. Months or years of trying to control the uncontrollable can twist anyone's thinking and their behavior. So even family members who are, quote, sober find themselves acting and speaking in ways that are no longer sane. And often by the time they get to us, they're just not proud of how they've behaved.
Sure. Why do you and your colleagues encourage family members to participate in Al-Anon and Alateen?
Well, the main reason is that just we want them to find the relief and help that's available for them in Al-Anon and Alateen. We want family members to know they're not responsible for anyone else's illness or recovery. Yet we also want to help them understand that the ways they try to help their loved ones can make things better or worse for themselves. As your suggested welcome in Al-Anon says, changed attitudes can aid recovery. Our family members want very much to help, but we know that the best kind of help they can give is to take care of themselves. Just in the same way that we hope our alcoholic patients will enter genuine ongoing recovery through Alcoholics Anonymous, we hope our non-addicted outpatients will enter recovery in Al-Anon.
Mm-hmm. What kind of responses do you get from family members when you suggest they try a few Al-Anon or Alateen meetings?
Well, I guess the first response is more often a type of non-response. When I make that suggestion, I can almost see people brush that out of their way so that they can go straight back to their obsession, which
sure.
is their alcoholic. So they might say things like, oh, yeah, I know I should take care of myself, but what do I do about them?
Right.
And that's whether it's their spouse, parent, or child. And one of the things that we have to realize in our field as professionals is that unlike a newcomer who has already made it to an Al-Anon meeting, many of our patients' family members are not yet even working on step one. They're not aware at all of themselves having a problem, although a small percentage of our family members are there. But most come to Family Week thinking that they're here to learn sort of the right way to control another person.
Mm-hmm.
Others realize that they're powerless over the other person's alcoholism, but they don't yet see that their own lives are unmanageable.
Sure.
But having time, carving out that time to spend 4 days of intense focus on themselves and their feelings and learning about the illness gives them a chance to see that, to see how crazy things have become in their own lives And then they just, they're more willing to take some recommendations.
Good. Can you tell us about some of the results you've seen for your clients who have agreed to attend Al-Anon or Alateen meetings?
Yeah, we do get a chance to see that. We're fortunate that there's an Al-Anon group in Nashville that brings a newcomers meeting to our family members on Monday afternoon of Family Week.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is a separate entity from Cumberland Heights, the attendance is optional. We can't require family members to go to that as part of Family Week, but we strongly recommend it. And most clients do stay after group and to attend the Al-Anon meeting on our campus, and that gives them a chance to ask questions or just say things that they may not want to say to us as their counselors. For many of the people, this exposure to Al-Anon really gives them a spot of hope at the end of the day after spending all day being introduced to the seriousness of this illness, the fact that it's chronic and progressive and deadly. The Al-Anon meeting often is a turning point that is made obvious by how productive their family work becomes for the rest of the week. I'm thinking of one woman in particular who was able to recognize that it had been a burden to her alcoholic son to be the focus of her whole life. And during the course of the week, it was gratifying to see her recommit to getting her own life. It was also a little comical to see that her son wasn't sure if he was going to like that or not. So,
surprise, surprise.
That's right. So for people who have followed our recommendations from the beginning of treatment and attended some Al-Anon meetings before Family Week, it really shows. They really hit the ground running. And it really is a privilege to watch the miracles that occur when they're working with their addicted loved ones they come from a standpoint of just greater understanding and compassion and humility. There's just a lot more healing that's possible.
Sure. Well, I'm curious, is there anything you'd like to say to families in our listening audience who might be thinking about trying an Al-Anon or Alateen meeting?
Well, speaking as a counselor, I can tell you that the relief I've seen in people who attend Al-Anon and Alateen is just phenomenal. And I also can reassure you that you can be as involved or not as you want at first. Even my clients who choose to just sit and listen report that the meetings help them immensely. And then on the other extreme, those who are just hungry to be heard and need to talk will find people in the rooms who are willing to give time to listen before or after a meeting.
Good. Well, of course, I'm also curious, is there anything you can say to professionals in our audience who are working with problem drinkers or their families?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The first thing I'd say is that visiting some open Al-Anon and open AA meetings is a good idea for anyone who works with this population. Besides the fact that it allows you to speak with some authority when you recommend these programs and makes you a bit more believable, the professional is likely himself or herself to pick up some tools that can be helpful when you work with these families. Secondly, Al-Anon offers a very comprehensive and in-depth program of action that allows clients to correct distorted thinking, and it breaks through the isolation that sort of breeds and protects distorted thinking. We feel that Al-Anon does not replace treatment and therapy, but it is a terrific continuing care plan that costs families very little except their willingness.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thanks, Christine, for talking with us about family recovery. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery. You can read a copy of the article by Christine McCaskill and the entire publication by going to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and clicking on Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism 2009. You're welcome to listen to any of the Al-Anon Family Group podcasts at www.alanonfamilygroups.org by clicking on Podcast. You're also welcome to attend a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community by clicking on how to locate a meeting or by calling during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-Al-Anon. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.